The instance of there being more is an instance of more. The shadow is not shining in the way there is a black line. The truth has come. There is a disturbance. Trusting to a beggar's boy meant that there would be very much exchanging. And anyway, what is the use of a covering to a doll? There is a use. They are double. If the center has the place, then there is distribution. That is natural. There is a contradiction, and naturally returning there comes to be both sides and the center. That can be seen from the description. The author of all that is in there, behind the door, and that is entering in the morning. Explaining, darkening, and expecting, relating is all of a piece. The stove is bigger. It was of a shape that made no audience bigger. If the opening is assumed, why should there not be kneeling? Any force which is bestowed on a floor shows rubbing. This is so nice and sweet, and yet there comes the change. There comes the time to press more air. This does not mean the same as disappearance. A shine is that which, when covered, changes permission. An enclosure blends with the same that that is to say, there is blending. A blend is that which holds no mice, and this is not because of a flaw, it is because of nothing, it is not in a vision. Effect is that when the place was replaced, all was left that was stored, and all was retained that would not satisfy more than another. The question is this: is it possible to suggest more to replace that thing? This question and this perfect denial does make the time change all the time. The time when there is not the question is only seen when there is a shower. Any little thing is water. There was a whole collection made. A damp cloth, an oyster, a single mirror, a mannequin, a student, a silent star, a single spark, a little movement, and the bed is made. This shows the disorder, it does. It shows more likeness than anything else. It shows the single mind that directs an apple. All the coats have different shape. That does not mean that they differ in color. It means a union between use and exercise and a horse. A measure is that which, put up so that it shows the length, has a steel construction. Tidiness is not delicacy. It does not destroy the whole piece. Certainly not, it has been measured and nothing has been cut off. And even if that has been lost, there is a name. No name is signed and left over. Not any space is fitted so that moving about is plentiful? Why is there so much resignation in a package? Why is there rain? All the same, the chance has come. There's no bell to ring. A package and a filter and even a funnel. All this together makes a scene. And supposing the question arises, is hair curly? It is dark and dusty. Supposing that question arises, is brushing necessary? Is it? The whole special suddenness commences then. There is no delusion. Why is there a difference between one window and another? Why is there a difference? Because the curtain is shorter. There is no distaste in beefsteak or in plums or in gallons of milk water. There is no defiance in original piling up over a roof. There is no daylight in the evening. There is none there, empty. A line in life, a single line and a stairway. A rigid cook and no equator. All the same there is higher than that another evasion. Did that mean shame? It meant memory. Looking into a place that was hanging and was visible looking into this place and seeing a chair, did that mean relief? It did. It certainly did not cause constipation. And yet there is a melody that has white for a tune when there is straw color. This shows no face. Starlight, what is starlight? Starlight is a little light that is not always mentioned with the sun. It is mentioned with the moon and the sun. It is mixed up with the rest of the time. Why is the name changed? The name is changed because in the little space there is a tree. In some space there are no trees. In every space there is a hint of more. All this causes the decision. Why is there education? There is education because the two tables which are folding are not tied together with a ribbon. String is used, and string being used there is a necessity for another one, and another one not being used to hearing shows no ordinary use of any evening, and yet there is no disgrace in looking, none at all. This came to separate when there was simple selection of an entire preoccupation. A curtain which is fastened, discloses mourning. This does not mean sparrows or elocution or even a whole preparation. It means that there are ears and very often much more altogether. A window has another spelling. It has F altogether. It lacks no more then, and this is rain. This may even be something else. At any rate, there is no dedication in splendor. There is a turn of the stranger. Nothing aiming is a flower. If flowers are abundant, then they are lilac. If they are not, they are white in the center. Dance a clean dream and an extravagant turn up. Secure the steady rights and translate more than translate the authority. Show the choice and make no more mistakes than yesterday. This means clearness. It means a regular notion of exercise. It means more than that. It means liking counting. It means more than that. It does not mean exchanging a line. A willow and no window. A wide place stranger. A wideness makes an active center.
The flapping is gone.
Yeah. This was the names. Naomi.
Show.
Show. You. Oops. Yeah, we want to say thank you to the flapping veil.
Hmm.
And the distant you.
And the silverware. And the number.
42.
Yeah.
Thank you, 42.
Thank you.
And the middle bird.
Mm. And now we have Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Do we have more to say before that? Do you wanna?
Maybe just the week.
The week.
And the strong.
We said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
Yeah, maybe I just want to send a little warm thought to the people in Fakta at Hammerskill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just hope they're doing well and thank you for the great croissant.
Yeah. And if you're going to this Fakta, we suggest you help out a little bit. By using the app.
Mm.
Because one of the checkouts is broken. And it's just hard. Hard working there today, I think.
Yeah, we, of course, don't know for sure. But maybe it's actually better to go shop somewhere else today.
Yeah.
Like for them.
For them, for the staff.
To have less customers.
Yeah.
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 We didn't receive any emails yet.
No.
I think, no. But just so you all know, you can send us an email.
What's the address?
It's just 4007
at
gmail.com.
That's big.
It's a big chest. Yeah. It's the volume. Open just
okay,
but let's just. Do you want to say your name?
Elam.
Yours.
Dark child, nah, nah.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name,
if no one is around you. Say baby, I love you. If you ain't running games,
say my name,
you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me.
Thank you. Unpleasant surprise before we're done.
Radio 1.
Evening.
Oh no, I think I just witnessed a murder.
She's so happy, don't bring her down.
That's Big in Iowa on Blue Rose Records in Germany. The LP's called Green Pop. That was She's So Happy. What a strange weekend. I never in all of my life, honestly, I thought if I lived to be 1,000 years old, which is unlikely, I would never be interested in Wimbledon. But this year, obviously, everybody was. This is Bipolar. This is a 12-inch from Bipolar. It's on Double Seven Records. And that track record was... that track record, what does that mean? That track was called Hot Shots. And Hey Charlie, Hey Chuck. Let's press the right button.
Bring some oxygen to save our lives. He'll be the savior of our world. He'll be the savior of our world. Bring some oxygen. Bring some oxygen to la la la.
Hey Charlie, Hey Chuck, that's by Bear Suit, and it's on the Sikrome Gramophonic Collective record label, Hey Charlie, Hey Chuck, and they're in session tomorrow night. Tonight in session, it's Belle and Sebastian. But before we get to the first of them, let me tell you that if you've got RDS or digital radio, the text will tell you what the tracks in tonight's programme are. I'm not entirely sure, in fact, I have no understanding whatsoever of the processes by which this happens, but it does happen, and you might easily find it useful. So if you're digital radio, RDS, whatever that means, The text will be there, giving you the titles of the tracks, I assume, as they're playing. Does it run? That's the way it works. OK, fair enough. And let me read you here what Lynn has written about Belle and Sebastian. Incidentally, if you want to send us emails, john.peel@bbc.co.uk. This is a repeat of the last Belle and Sebastian session. We got so many emails about it that we decided to repeat it a couple of weeks after it was first broadcast. This is the first session they've done in 3 years, and it features tracks that won't be on either of the two EPs they're releasing this year. The session will be online now at www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 to enjoy and download in MP3 form. However, you'll have to be quick, as it's only going to be there for a couple of weeks. And I might as well now give you the lineup of Belle and Sebastian, which I think I failed to do when we broadcasted the first time, because I was so excited. That's the reason for that. Stuart Murdoch, vocals and guitars. Stevie Jackson, vocals, guitars, harmonica, banjo. Isabel Campbell, vocals, percussion, glockenspiel. Sarah Martin, vocals, melodica, violin. Chris Geddes, vibraphone, percussion, piano, synthesizers. Richard Colburn, drums and percussion. Mick Cook, trumpet, bass, French horn and vibraphone. And it says here we were kindly helped by Charlie Cross, Ollie Langford, Vuk Krakovich and Helen Keane. What they did, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm sure that it contributed in a large way to the success of this excellent session. First tune is My Girl's Got Miraculous Technique.
Thank you.
Bell and Sebastian in session, My Girl's Got Miraculous Technique. And this next is one of the records that we brought back from Solar in Barcelona, and it's by Othio, and it comes from Argentina on Fragile Records. We've played you some of these before, and the EP is called Insular. Am I right to do that slightly affected rolling of the R's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's because Lynn, tonight's producer, did Spanish at university. Got a degree? No, is that?
GCSE.
Oh, GCSE. Well, you could have told me anything. I mean, people do, don't they? You know, they claim they've got degrees and so forth. I know several people who claim to have got degrees who haven't. I'm not going to name any names, of course. Anyway, this track is called De los Dientes para Adentro, and we don't really know what that means, but it's something to do with teeth, we think. From Argentina on Fragile Records, which is like fragile without the E on it. That was Othio and De los Dientes para Adentro. And perhaps somebody would be able to translate that from my attempt at Spanish and pass the information on to us, john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And got a letter last week, or perhaps it was the week before, from Martin Gledhill, Wainstalls near Halifax, saying about 2 years ago he played a record by a band who were, I think, were called The Upholsterers. I don't know what the song title was, but the lyrics went something like, "Pain, give me sympathy, pain, give me, yeah. And I must admit, I thought at the time, Upholsterers, that sounds faintly familiar, but then I thought, I don't remember ever playing any records by them, but I went along to look in the shed, and stone me if there isn't a record by the Upholsterers. Now, of course, as a lot of you will already know, one of the Upholsterers, which I'd completely forgotten if I ever knew it, was Jack White, now of the White Stripes. And so this record will be of more than usual interest to a great number of you, I think. So from the Upholsterers, and as with the White Stripes, this was on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records a couple of years ago, and some rather nice kind of little enclosures in the sleeve, and the artwork's quite good and so forth. I won't describe it to you in wearisome detail, because if you've got a copy of it, you'll already know. This is Apple of My Eye. Upholsterers with Jack White from a couple of years ago, and a single on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. That's Apple of My Eye. And I might as well tell you the White Stripes dates if you're not familiar with them already. And it says here they're recording a live-to-air session for the John Peel Show on Wednesday, the 25th of July. The live dates are these. On the 26th of July, the following day, obviously, London 100 Club, that's already sold out. Saturday, the 27th, Bristol, Louisiana. On the 29th of July, Sunday, Oxford, The Point. London Dingwalls on the 30th, Monday. On the 31st of July, Tuesday, Nottingham, The Social. On Wednesday, the 1st of August, Manchester Roadhouse. On Thursday, the 2nd of August, they're in Leeds at the Rocket. Friday, the 3rd of August, King Tut's Glasgow. And then on Sunday, the 5th of August, at the Witness Festival in Ireland. Bypassing East Anglia yet again. But there you go. I hope you can get along to at least one of those. And if you can't, as I say, you can hear them and possibly see them, because we will have an exciting competition so that one or two listeners can come and see them in action when they do that recording for it. Well, not a recording, when they do that live-to-air session, as it's described here, on Wednesday the 25th of April, and that'll be the first gig anyway. What?
July.
Sorry, what did I say, April? Anyway, on the 25th of July, and that'll be before any of the gigs, really, so you'll be able to brag about it to your mates, and they won't be able to say one thing or another. be most impressive. Right, where are we now? Oh, this is John has sent me an email explaining RDS. He says it's normally used for traffic and travel. The station sends a high-pitched beep onto the on the third channel to your car stereo, and it tells the stereo the traffic or travel is on and tunes your stereo automatically to the station. Transmitting RDS out resets this. Used to work on my car, doesn't anymore, which is rather irritating, but that's what happens with new cars, I suppose. Worked fine, according to John, until the BBC began to introduce the Radio Man system. It's also the time of all times as far as broadcasting is concerned. Just when I thought it was getting simple, it gets all complicated again. But thanks for that anyway. Oh, it's not... So it says, cheers, John. John being me. So it's not John. It's Richard Skiddle, is it, possibly? Or no, or perhaps... I don't know. Anyway, Richard. Thank you very much, Richard. These things really just are baffling. Nothing baffling about the Bundu boys.
Now I